The history of the Boston Marathon is as colorful and deep as the crowds it attracts. Way back in April of 1897, feeling inspired by his own Olympic marathon experience, a man named John Graham organized the first Boston Marathon. It was 24.5 miles long. Later, it was lengthened to 26.2 miles to conform to the Olympic standard. Over the years, the Boston Marathon became the race to train for, and the third Monday in April brought runners from around the world. When Johnny Kelly won in 1945, there were 90 runners, all men. 30 years later, there were 2,300, including a few women. Now, organizers have to cap the race at 30,000 runners.
The Boston Marathon course itself is the best course in the world, the most dramatic and the most interesting, and one of the most challenging.
Bill Rogers is a four-time winner of the Boston Marathon and is a hero in these parts. In 1976, he competed in the Olympic Marathon in Montreal for the U.S. team.
But by Olympic rules, I believe that the courses can't have too much elevation change.
Rogers is right. Heartbreak Hill and so many other sharp drops and steep climbs now disqualify the Boston Marathon from current Olympic standards. Decline is limited to about 10 feet for every half mile. Rogers says the ideal marathon course is flat and scenic, with plenty of room for spectators.
For the Olympic Games, the stadium is central. You usually start in the stadium and finish there.
So if Boston wins the 2024 bid, organizers are going to have to create a new 26-mile course.
I would think it would go through a lot of the famous landmarks along the Charles River and perhaps the Commons, you know, and maybe over into Cambridge.
Boston 2024 bid organizers have yet to propose a new marathon course. CEO Rich Davey has announced in public meetings that it's still in the works.
If we're fortunate enough to win, we've been talking to folks like Tom Gerlach at the BAA. We expect to probably spend more time with folks from London in particular, because London, in part from an operational perspective, will be similar to Boston, I think. So no, we're going to need a lot of help if we win these games.
A possible marathon alternative would be the course used for the 2008 Women's U.S. Olympic Trials. It started and finished on Boylston Street and was a series of six-mile loops. But that repetition can get tedious for runners.
To me, any marathon is not easy at all. The thing about Boston is the first 10 miles or so are kind of downhill. And then what makes it really tough is that there's a series of uphill and downhill from mile 17 to mile 21, which can take a lot on your body.
Ruben Sansa is a member of the Cape Verde Olympic team. He can use his Boston Marathon time to qualify for the Rio 2016 Games. As a dual citizen, he lives, works, and trains here. So this Monday's marathon course still matters to him.
I didn't really want to do Boston until I was prepared for it. And last year, I felt like it was a good time. I was 21st overall, first person from New England in 2 hours, 19 minutes.
Sansa has to beat last year's time by 1 minute. He runs so fast and so lightly, it's hard to hear him. And who knows, Sansa's still young. He could be competing on a new course in 2024. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.